Amen. Father, we thank you for the ability to decree and declare, and we thank you for the prophetic declarations. We decree and declare, this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround us and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O God. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships. Prophetess Darlene, will you please open the line that we may be able to speak in our heavenly language?
Based on how God showed himself, God revealed himself. We also bring in your name.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up. We thank you for a fresh breath of air, Lord God. We thank you for continuing to give us life, Lord God. Lord, tonight on this prayer call, Lord, we lift up your name. We glorify your name, Lord God, for what you've done and continue to do. We thank you for the seed that continues to bear fruit in our lives. We thank you for the harvest, Lord God, that continues to allow us, Lord God, all the things of our hearts, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, that even in sickness there is healing, Lord God. We thank you when we fall, Lord God, that you will pick us up. We thank you, Lord God, that even times of fear, Lord God, that you would continue to help us to persevere. Lord, we thank you that it is not over. We thank you, Lord God, that it is not over, that we have not hit the dead end, Lord God, that we continue to move forward in your light, in your way, in your will. Lord, I commit, Lord God, all of us into your hands, Lord God, that you would continue to increase our faith, Lord God, that we would not walk by sight, Lord God, that we would not be victims of our circumstances, Lord God, but that we would live in the consciousness of you, consciousness of the kingdom, consciousness of being up high, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you would make our enemies our footstool. Lord, convict the hearts of those, Lord God, who have done us any wrong. Lord God, turn their hearts to you, Lord God. Whatever, Lord God, that is bound, that is to be loose in this season, Lord God, may our finances be loose. The relationships and loved ones, Lord God, may that be restored, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God, that we have no idea, Lord God, the greatness that you're walking us into. Lord, we thank you for the overflow, the double anointing in this season. Lord, I pray that as we move into this season with Papa College, Lord God, that you will restore us spiritually, emotionally, physically, Lord God, that we will pour out onto you, Lord God, that whatever is stored up in us that is not of you, Lord God, may it be pewed out, Lord God. Purge us in this season. Purge us and bring us into a place of great clarity of mind, Lord God. Lord, I thank you that you just continue to break any chains that hold us back. I thank you, Lord God, that you allow us to continue to walk in victory, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for the love, Lord God, that you extend to us each and every day, Lord God. I pray for those who want to give up, Lord God. I pray that they would just pray one more time, Lord God. Lord God, that in that one prayer, that one leap of faith, Lord God, that you would do a miracle, a supernatural miracle, Lord God. I thank you for the season of supernatural miracles in this, Lord God, over our family, over our friends, over our children, over marriages, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that this is a season that we would move into our warrior stance, Lord God, that we would be in, we would move in as prayer warriors, Lord God, in this season, not just for ourselves, but for this world, for this government, for communities, Lord God. Use us like never before, Lord God, and the people, when they see us, Lord God, come to know you like never before. We thank you for your grace and your mercy in this season. And I cancel any sickness that in this season, Lord God, any reports of sicknesses, Lord God, I pray that you would just make us whole, that our vessels would be whole so that we can honor you, worship you, and live out the purpose that you've ordained in our lives. We thank you in your mighty, precious name. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I just thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, in healing all of the people that's on the prayer list, Lord. I thank you for the conversations of peace. You desire all the glory and the honor, and I love you. I thank you for the fivefold ministries. May each of them teach your people the truth of who you are in using your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. I thank you for all the people who seek it and find in you, Lord. May they have the peace that surpasses all understanding. I thank you for marriages and families, which you are the originator of. Bless them to remain together as they serve you each day. I thank you for all the mothers of the church and worldwide, Mother Jordan and Mother Betty Johnson and Mother Cheryl Forbes. I thank you for the wisdom that they share with all of us. I thank you for the hedge of protection that you give by St. Paul Nesbitt and Meek Mills and all the men in prison. Thank you, Lord, for their early release. Thank you for the hedge of protection that you give your children worldwide as they travel to and from school. Cover them, Lord, and cover the schools, the principals right on down to the teachers. Cover them, Lord, in teaching your children the right way. Thank you, Father God, for we are able to build your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, that we have new ideas, that you give us new ideas, you give us restoration, debt cancellation, and blowing a fresh wind of peace and love in all of your households worldwide. Thank you for new opportunities, and thank you for wealth. Thank you for Archbishop Ibn R. Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for them being a yes to ministry, and I thank you for Pastor Jordan giving us this space to pray to you, Lord, for all your people. I love you, Lord. Give you the honor, praise, and glory. In Jesus' almighty name, thank you for all the legacies that's represented on this call. Bless each family with your love, Father God. I thank you for Archbishop training us. In Jesus' almighty name, I pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for Jesus, O God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher. We thank you, Lord, for our pastors and our archbishop, O God. We thank you, Lord, for all the leaders in the church, O God. We thank you for all the children, O God, for how you're teaching them and growing them up. We thank you, O God, that you have given us the mind to serve you, O God. We thank you, O God, that you said where two or three are gathered in your name, that you're in the midst. We thank you that you are the healer and the deliverer. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Tiskenu. You're Jehovah all by yourself, O God. We thank you for that. You are the great I Am, and you are teaching us, O God, day by day, that we are who you are. We thank you, O Lord, that we can come to you and that you will hear and answer our prayers, O God. We thank and praise you, O God, that we even have opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for our jobs. We thank you for our careers. We thank you for wealth. We thank you for divine health. We thank you, Lord, for the fast, O God. We thank you, O Lord, that you're able to help and keep us, O God, that we're able to render ourselves unto you so that you may release, O God, what the people need, O God. We thank you, O God, for leaders. We thank you for the world, O God, and our world leaders. And we pray for Donald Trump, O God. We pray, O God, because you said that we are supposed to pray for the king of the land, O Lord. We just pray for him to have the divine wisdom, O God, and give him what needs to be said in the hour and time when it needs to be said, O God. We thank you for those that rally around him, O God. We pray for them in the name of Jesus as well. We thank you, O Lord, that you are giving us, O God, opportunity, O God, to just be before you and humble ourselves. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Father, we thank you for another day to come before your presence. Father, we delight in your wisdom and your law. Father, we thank you for the instructions that you give us that will help us and propel us to soar like an eagle. Father, we thank you for every prayer request that is uttered on this line. Father, we thank you for the hedge of protection you keep around your family, your people, Lord. Father, we thank you for family, and we thank you for the oneness and togetherness that shall keep the families afloat. Father, we thank you for the encouragement to know that all things still possible as we begin to trust and believe in you. Father, we thank you for our very own Archbishop, Master Prophet Ibn R. Jordan. Father, we thank you for strengthening his mind, body, and soul. Father, we thank you for his willingness and obedience to what you're telling him to do and how you are leading him to lead us as a people. Father, we thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we delight in her wisdom. Father, we delight in her instruction. Father, we delight in her demonstration on moving the people forward and never giving up on us. Father, we thank you that even in this hour that you're covering our children from the north, south, east, and west. Father, we thank you for the fledgling in this season. We thank you in their delight of their awesomeness to trust in you, Lord. We thank you for them wanting to deliver your word, Lord. Father, we thank you for covering every household that's represented on this line. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan. We thank you for Mother Mary Barrion. Father, we thank you for the legacy that's represented on this line. Father, we thank you for Pastor Prophetess Mastering Cohen and Shekinah Glory. Father, we thank you for Bishop Barry and Prophetess Shell and the oils of vessels. Father, we thank you as we move forward. You give us the confidence to know that we can create anything that we put our hands to. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be your mouthpiece. We thank you for allowing us to manifest and demonstrate what you have us to manifest and demonstrate. Father, we thank you for love and success. Father, we thank you for covering the men and women that serve in our country so diligently. Keep their families at perfect peace. Father, we thank you for instructing our president and his cabinet. Father, we thank you for every government official. Father, we thank you for their ears opening and hearing your wisdom. Father, we thank you and know that no weapon formed against anyone on this line shall ever prosper. But we claim victory from the north, south, east, and west. I love you to life. I love you for covering marriages in this season. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We bless you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given us this morning, Father. We thank you for the spirit of intercession that is upon us this morning, Father. We thank you for your grace, your mercy upon us, Father. We thank you, my God, for your favor upon our life. We thank you for healing, Lord. We thank you for ordering our steps today, my God. We thank you, Father, that no arms formed against us shall ever prosper. We thank you, Father, as even we bind all curses that have been spoken against us, my God. We bind the power of negative words and curses, and I bind and render useless all prayers not inspired by the Holy Spirit. I bind those who curse us and pray blessings on those who despisefully use us, my God. I confess that we are children of God, and we are actually the prophets of God. And Father, we declare that we're going to speak your word, Lord. We're going to prophesy to the nation, Father. We thank you even for the life of Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Father, for the company of prophets. We thank you even for prophecology as it's coming, my God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that is going to guide and teach each and every teacher who's going to be at the prophecology. And we thank you even for the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of my pastor, the spirit of Bishop Jordan that is going to be in that place on that day, my God. We thank you even the prophets as they are going to minister the word of the Lord to other people, my God. We thank you, my God, that Father, order our steps, whatever we do, wherever we go, my God. Let your spirit guide us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Oh, glory, glory to your name, Father. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Today, Father God, we bless you and we put our trust in you, God. We put our hope in you, Father God. Thank you for a perfect day, Father God. And thank you, God, for your protection and covering. Thank you, God, for our families, natural and spiritual, Father God. Thank you for instruction, Father God. Thank you for the power and the strength, Father God, each and every day. Thank you for new mercies, Father God. We decree and declare healing, restoration, and recovery, and decree, yes, we decree for our families favor, favor, favor. And everyone on this line, Father God, we decree and declare favor, God. Those are represented here today, Father God, calling out and reaching out, connecting for their family on this line. We touch and agree with them for successful healing as well as success for their family. We decree and declare favor in courtroom situations, Father God. Oh, my God. Thank you, God. And we see only favor with prestigious people connected to us, Father God. New network, new ideas, Father God. We cancel out the taste of foods that can destroy our bones, Father God. And we hold up those that are on the fast, Father God. Strengthen them, Father God. Strengthen them that they may go to the desired date and even beyond, Father God. We thank you for Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father God, today. And we touch and agree with them for financial favor, for anything that they desire, Father God, for prophecology. We thank you for all the prophets on their way, Father God, covering them, everyone coming to be a part with new ideas and a new open heart and new open mind to receive the teachings that go out to bless the world, Father God. We thank you for each and every prophetess that is established here on the line representing themselves and their families, Father God, that you continue to cover, strengthen the minds, Father God, strengthen the minds. We thank you for everybody mentioned on the prayer list, Father God, where we're trusting and believing you for continued miracles. You've done it all week long, all since we've started this prayer call, and we know you can do it again. Where it is done, it's being done, and it will be done in the future, Father God. We give your name always to honor the glory and the praise. Amen and amen.
Amen. Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will pour out libations of blood to such gods to take up their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a good inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Father, we thank you this morning, God, and we give you the glory and we give you the praise, Lord. We come to you with a heart filled with thanksgiving, God. We honor you this night, God. And we thank you, Father God, for your Son, Jesus, God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the angelical host, God. We thank you for the cloud of witnesses, Father God. We thank you for the angels that have charge over us, God. Now, Father, we pray for our children this evening, God. We pray for the school systems, Father. Father God, we pray, Lord, that you will walk the hallways once again, Father God. We pray a hedge of protection around, Father God, schools, playgrounds, God, bus systems, Father God, mass transportation, God. We pray, Father God, for favor in those areas, God. We pray, Father God, safety in our cities, God. We pray that there'll be no violence, God. We pray for peace, God. We pray, Father God, the love among the brethren, God. We pray for Philadelphia. We pray for Los Angeles, God, and New York, God. We pray, Father God, for the metropolitan areas that you would keep and maintain a hedge of protection, Father God. We pray that you would send watchmen on the tower, God. And we thank you for the guardian angels, Father God, and for the seers, Father God, in those cities, God. We pray, Father God, that our future is now, God. And we pray, Father God, that our destiny is sealed by the blood of the Lamb, God. We are blessed, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that the Lord will bless our bread, our water, and take sickness away from our lives, Father God. We thank you, God. And, Father God, we decree that you will bless our food and protect us from every illness, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you bless our eyes to see and our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, God. We thank you, Father God, that you decree and declare, that we decree and declare, God, that our bodies, Father God, are blessed, and that, Father God, we are carefully and fearfully and wonderfully made, God. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are filled with your glory and your presence, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are destined by God to become the image of your Son and in your likeness. Teach us how to become more and more like you. Teach us how to love one another, God. Teach us how to walk, God, in your favor. Teach us to be vessels of honor, God, and teach us, God, to have a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit with
within us, God. Thank you, Father God, for the joy of the Lord, God, is our strength, God. Restore our joy, God. And Father God, we thank you, God, that you restore the joy, God, for those who mourn, God. We pray, God, that you will comfort those who mourn, God. We pray, Father God, for every person on the list, God. And we pray, Father God, that you will heal, deliver, set free, God. Set the captive free, God. And Father God, renew a right spirit within them and renew them in strength, God. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your unchanging hand, God. We thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. We give you the glory. People of God, I need you to do something for me before I pray. I'm going to open the line, and I need you to say three times, go, Master Prophet, go. Go, Master Prophet, go. Hallelujah, Father God, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. We lift up our Archbishop. We lift him up in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare the thrust forward. We decree and declare new strength and vitality. We decree and declare fresh oil pours upon him as he goes forward. As he goes forward, globalizing the prophetic and strengthening the body of Christ. We speak strength to him. We speak fresh oil. God, let it pour. Let it pour. Fresh oil, abakashete. Fresh strength, fresh wisdom, fresh anointing. Abasha, let the zeal of God consume him now, even as you did in his youth, Lord God. Renew his strength as the eagles, Lord God. He shall have it, his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he is zealous for his God and made atonement for the children of Israel. God, let the zeal consume him. Let the fire of God, Abasha, be in his belly as never before. God, bless and strengthen our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Oh, Rabbi, let that oil flow. Let it pour upon Alabasha new strength, new vitality, new zeal, new encouragement, God. Encourage her heart, strengthen her heart as never before. Oh, Rabakasha Talaba, let us feel the strength of the people behind her. Let her feel the wind underneath her sails as she continues to stand and go forth with our Archbishop. Oh, God, bless them, Morobosha, afresh. We cover them in the mighty name of Jesus. We war a good warfare, a great warfare, as we dispatch our warring angels to go and prepare and make every crooked place straight, every rough place smooth, every valley exalted, and every mountain made low. Oh, Rabasha, God, the anointing of ease, let it be upon them. Eh, Rabasha, let it be easy, God. My God, let the ease of your power move them forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Divine protection, for no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against them is already condemned. God, and we call forth provision. We call every need met. We call it met. Alaba. We call every need met. Every need is met according to your riches and your glory. God, send the miracle. Oh, send the provision. There shall be no lack. There shall be no lack. For wealth are in the house of the Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have broken down all the hedges and have brought down every stronghold to ruin. We thank you, Lord God, that we have a great power because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we pull down lack. We pull down despair. We pull down hindrance. We pull down blockage. We send forth the blood of Jesus to prepare and cleanse our way in the name of Jesus. Anoint us, Lord God, for service. Anoint every student on this line, everyone that's desiring to pursue higher education, those that are in the midst of pursuing education, the children, God, bless us with the spirit of excellence and the spirit of scholarship. We decree it so in the name of Jesus. God bless every one on this call and every household that's represented. The blood cover, the blood cover, the blood cover, Rabasha, the blood of Jesus. Cover each one on this call and every household that's represented. Cover on the job, cover on the highway. God, those are in there and in their cars, Lord God, driving, God. Cover them, divine protection, O Rasha, from every assault of the enemy. Divine protection, O Rabasha, as they walk through their communities, Lord God. Divine protection, O Rabasha, over the highways and the byways, Lord God. Air, land, and sea. God, we decree it so in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for healing and breakthrough. Healing, Alabasha, every afflicted body. Healing and breakthrough in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for our elders. Oh, God, strengthen, heal, deliver, renew their strength as an eagle. And we thank you, God, in Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Prophetess Olivia, are you prepared to do the announcements?
Yes.
Thank you. In your hands.
Join Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan live Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. on the same number, which is 515-604-9266. 515-604-9266. Then at 12 noon, join Pop Life conference call, where the prophets are speaking. The conversation is about prophecology, so questions and answers are there on that call. And then join Prophet Joshua Jordan at 8 p.m. That's the first son of Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, who's doing a phenomenal job teaching the people of God. And then join us back here 12 midnight for the Midnight Cry Call with our leader lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and a company of prophets. Now, if you're in the tri-state area in New York, please join. We're extending the invitation, if you're looking for a church home, to come to Zoe Ministries, which is 310 Riverside Drive at 103rd Street between West End and Riverside Drive. This Wednesday, they have Bible study there at 6 p.m. If you love this call and it's a blessing to you like it is to me, you can text to give and sow your seed at 646-762-0433 and text and donate. If you have prayer requests, then you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastorjordan.com, www.pastorjordan.com. Prophecology is quickly coming upon us, February 23rd through 26th. Registration is closed, but you still can attend at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Times Square for $2,500 seed, and you'll have access to the workshops. You cover your own hotel and your food. And then we have the Book of the Month Club, number 4. Pastor Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. And yes, Book of the Month 4 is on the way. If you don't want to find yourself in July having to cover your own, hotel and access to the conference, go ahead and join the Book of the Month Club. Set up your Book of the Month pledge with the moderators at 888-831-0434. Amen. And you will find that all will be well, and you will only have to cover your transportation to the conference. Also, by joining the Book of the Month Club, you will receive a fresh and new publication by our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, amen, the most trusted name in prophecy. You will receive a publication every month scribed by the Master Prophet. And these publications will not be available at any Bible bookstore, not even Amazon.com. Amen. We have one-of-a-kind works that cannot be accessed by anyone who has not joined any of the Book of the Month clubs. Amen. So don't miss out on the 2018 publications. And is it possible that what you seek is seeking you? If you have an inkling that you have a prophetic gifting or a prophetic call upon your life, join, amen, the Poem Seekers Call, Prophetic Order of Mary Elijah, Tuesdays and Fridays and Sundays, Tuesday and Friday at 9 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. at 641-715-3631. Again, 641-715-3631. And the passcode, 533-404. Again, the passcode, 533-404, and the pound sign. Amen. And once again, we want to thank each of you for being on the court. Thank each of you for your faithfulness to this prayer call. Amen. And allowing us to stand with you on behalf of our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank God for her being a yes and her vision. Amen. To have a space and a place for you to come and gather and present your prayers and your prayer requests as a sweet-smelling savor unto the Father. Amen. And Company of Prophets, amen. Pastor Deborah, thanks you. Archbishop, thanks you. I thank you for your stand and for your faithfulness. We cannot do this without you. Amen. And we thank you. Love you to life. And each of you have made major sacrifices to be on these calls as often as you are able, and it does not go unnoticed and unappreciated. God bless you is my prayer. Have a wonderful Monday. Peace.